When I looked at the photos, I found the trees were the most dominant figure in all of the photos. It reminds me of how it was difficult to breathe in each step in downtown. It reminds me of the state of fighting to survive in a way. When you look at the photos, you see the brutal buildings that suffocate the whole scene. You don't know or you can't imagine how these beautiful old buildings just had other buildings that are not actually in a harmony with the whole spirit of downtown. Most of the photos in general left this impression of dusty air, of course, noisy sounds, and smoky weather that you feel it when you are in downtown. Therefore, the breathing is a big issue, is an every second battle to survive. When I look at the photos, I tell myself, how strong are those trees? They are exactly like the people who are trying to live in this tough city, tough place. This tough place is actually the middle of the city, is the spotlight of everything, the center of the artistic scene of Cairo. Actually, it has all the governmental institutions as well. So I grew up in downtown. I grew up there independently since I was 16 years old. I was one of the youngest members of Al-Washa Theatre Company, and they choose downtown as the place to rehearse there, to do our rehearsals. And later we had the company office. My relation with downtown at that stage was still, you can say, primitive or basic stage. But I was actually too young to understand all the layers of this area. But I remember that I had all the beautiful and magical, beautiful and scary memories as well since then. I believe that my relationship with downtown changed completely when I moved with my son to live there 2010, exactly before the uprising. Because in my memory, I used to come to downtown to do my rehearsals and to be part of the cultural scene. And I was fascinated by the old buildings that I used to see in all the black and white movies, Egyptian movies, old ones. And I was so fascinated, amazed by the intensity of people, sounds, smells, and all these things. But when I moved there to live as a single mom for like 7 years, I just realized how tough is downtown, and it's not a family-friendly place at all. I used to love downtown, and I used to have lots and lots of fights with my mom to let me go there when I was young, when I was still doing my rehearsals and the theater projects. But because maybe I was having this distance between my home and downtown. But when my home became in downtown, it's something else. You can't breathe properly. You can't sleep properly because there are lots of noise around you. You can't walk. I mean, it's for the everyday battle, it's consuming. I mean, I remember it was tiring for me to spend a day in downtown. Of course, I was younger, but I still remember how tiring it is to be in downtown. But because I had this kind of space to go away from downtown, so I didn't recognize maybe the idea of fighting or having a battle, everyday battle with everything around you. And it became very clear in my head when I moved with my son. When I looked at the breakfast photos, I actually smelled the dust that covers everything. I felt all the electric waves that come from the antennas and the satellites that actually paralyze your body moving in downtown or making it more tiring for you to just move around the area. In some photos, you can see a back metal stairs in one of the buildings. And there is a photo that you can see the metal stairs very clearly. And actually, it reminded me of those moments when we were young, hiding there as teenagers at the break times of our rehearsals in the Luarsha's office. We were using the back door of the kitchen just to smoke a cigarette. And this kind of memory is somehow the memory that will stay fresh and alive whenever I remember downtown or be in downtown. I can see lots of fluorescent lights that come from different windows at night or early morning. And fluorescent lights in downtown is just to keep downtown brighter at night. It's maybe brighter than the day. And this was before actually the uprising, that downtown is more brighter at night, or it's equally alive at night, exactly like mornings and afternoon. It's a part of the city that never sleeps. Yeah, it was very famous before the uprising that downtown is actually full of life day and night. So also there are some photos that you can see a mirror in a balcony that reflects nothing but the floor. Of course, this is because of the angle of the mirror. But ironically, I felt like this mirror is reflecting nothing among all this obstruction. And for me, it's similar to people who actually try to live in downtown. Because when I live there, I feel like I'm tired of the information, the messy information around me. And therefore, you don't reflect anything. You just keep receiving all these chaotic data that surely will paralyze your head. And I believe that people in downtown, they are somehow who live there trying to hide, not to reflect in a way. When you look at the photos here from this angle, you feel like this is an empty area or something. You can see the real intensity of people, of these streets and buildings and flats. You can't get an idea about what's going inside these buildings, because it's too much, and at the same time you have variety of purpose for these buildings. You have variety of people and different backgrounds. So all these people dealing in one place is not really something easy to predict or to imagine. Or each window has a story. Behind these windows or behind these balconies, there are lots and lots of very complicated, dramatic, unbelievable stories for people who live there, who work there, who use the space for different purposes. And you can see in breakfast photos how ironically the old buildings stand beside the modern buildings. And you see how cruel is the time to just transform all this beauty to that ugliness, in a way. Also, there are some photos that you can spot a pigeon or two or three who are standing on top of air conditioner or a wire or antenna or whatever it is. I remember that I used to film a pigeon that lived in a small hole in a building in front of me. The pigeon had like two small chicks. She was trying to feed them, and I used to look at her, and because I was single mom at that time, I was somehow relating to her. She's trying to survive this very tough place, and I'm somehow like this pigeon trying to survive this tough place. I always wonder about the small creatures of downtown. They are very tiny and they are very vulnerable to live in such a place. This place is not for human, even for me. So I feel they are very brave, and I can just look at a pigeon or an ant, insects even, not only birds, and even other creatures. For me, downtown is the home of weasels, all the weasels, and I have a phobia from rats and mice and weasels. But in downtown, I created a new relationship with these creatures, and I felt they are very brave, and I can just look at a weasel who are bravely crossing in front of you every now and then, and I feel the strength of surviving. In night cafe photos, I still believe that the tree is the hero of the whole scene in downtown. You can see the different light on top of the trees in different photos, but there is a photo that you can see the sunlight on top of the tree like a crown. You can see the rays of the sun that decorate and gives the tree kind of importance in the photo. I don't know, whenever I look at any photo, I always looking for the green color. Maybe this is why the first thing just came to my mind is how beautiful is the tree. I feel like I'm in love with every single tree in downtown. They are doing great job actually for being there. In general, the sunny spots in downtown is really a special thing to find. It's really hard to catch because, as you see, the horizon is blocked by the high buildings. So I remember when we were in El Warsha company, we were trying to find or choose the cafe based on the sunny spots, especially at winter, because it's a kind of place that people are going to look for. So you need to find it somehow before they find it. So it was kind of mission that today we have to find the sunny spots just to enjoy the sun, of course, and get some vitamin D. In most of the photos of night cafe, I can say that downtown is a big garage for cars. You can see clearly that cars are invading the streets in some of the photos, like one line or two or sometimes three and four lines parallel to each other. And I actually feel like I feel now tired to talk about cars because it was like a battle every day to park my car in downtown when I lived there. I hated my car and I felt like it's easier to move without the car or to keep it in a good spot to guarantee that it's already parked and away from the police. It's very tiring that how people replaced all the beauty with such machines. So in Night Cafe photos also, I feel that I always avoided these kind of alleys in downtown. It's not pleasant, it's not comfortable just to move between these shortcuts, alleys in downtown, especially at night. And it reminds me of the harassment and how women in general in such a city like Cairo are really having an everyday battle to just walk in the street. When I looked at the photos, I believe that women's space is totally occupied because we live in a masculine society. So when you walk in the street and you just look at the people, you can see how difficult women are moving in the street and how they are not comfortable like men. It's very obvious in the body language while they are moving. And you will also notice how women are more comfortable being beside women rather than men because of all the stories of harassment that we are all hearing about in Egypt. So it was very significant when I worked on my film, The Story of N, the short documentary. I was trying just to film women in the street, women who are just walking, coming out from work, especially the working women. In downtown, I remember one of the days while I'm filming, I was really amazed by how the streets are not made for human beings to walk. Not only women, but in general, it's really hard to walk in the streets in Egypt. And you can see how women struggling to cross a road or to walk on the pavement even. Being a human being and a woman who are not allowed to walk freely in the street in terms of her body. She has to cover, she has to take care, she has to walk like a soldier to not provocate or trying to get any attention from men because it's her fault being a woman. So in the photos, yes, I felt like the space is not mine. The space, the streets, the wherever you walk, you don't feel like you can just feel your body having the space to breathe. Because I'm a filmmaker, so whenever I want to tell more or to remember some of the stories that relates to such an image about women walking in the street, it's really hard because all the things that I have in my head are visuals, because I really feel like it's something that you cannot really talk about. You need to see how the street dealing with women to understand one of women problems in Egypt. One of the things that really nice about downtown, that I remember when we were in El Warsha, I had this chance to perform in different venues and different places, and even places that is not made or meant to be for performances, and how we were changing
the whole spirit of the space and turn it to a venue for performances. And I also remember that I performed in the street in downtown. And for me, so whenever I go, there is a kind of, I feel familiar. I feel like these buildings and these venues, spaces for arts are somehow my space in a way. And this is the complex of downtown, that it's mine, but it's not mine. It's my place, but it's not comfortable. It's my home, but it's not safe. So you always have this kind of hate and love relationship, and you never understand. You never understand how do you really feel about this place.
I just want to say in Night Photos that you can feel how you can invade the street by your colorful plastic chairs to have your cafe, or just to park in the middle of the street the car to fix it. So it's how you control your own space and how you fight for your own space in this area, in downtown. In cinema audience photos, I really want to talk about the lack of privacy. It's very obvious for me in each photo that people actually, they don't use their windows or balconies because they want to not be exposed, because all the buildings are on top of each other. You don't have any space, any horizon, anything to let your brain just breathe. All the chimneys, all the antennas, all the satellites that invade the whole photos is incredible for me. It's somehow scary because from a low angle, when you walk in the street, you can't really capture this intense chaos about downtown, but you can see it here clearly. And I really feel somehow sorry that we reach it, that stage nowadays. I can see how people, they don't use the windows, but they need extra windows in their flats. So there are lots of illegal windows to just have daylight and some air. And I always wonder how people inside these buildings really live. I feel like in each flat there is hundreds of stories you can tell. So in the photo you see how the space is occupied by buildings and cars that people should use, but you can't see the people. You can't see the people that much in the photos. And this static state of the photo remind me of the early mornings in downtown, or late at night when you feel like you own the area and you have the space for your own self, because everybody's not here anymore. So as if the area is having the space finally to breathe. And these early morning moments or late at night were the most beautiful memories in my mind, because for me, I always had this issue with my mom that I had, you know, like Cinderella, you have to be home at 11 or 12, and to fight each year, you have to fight, like, let's make it 1 hour later. But when I had the freedom to stay longer in the street, I felt that it's really beautiful, because you will never imagine these places without people, actually. Also, when I looked at cinema audience photos, I I remember that I used to go to Cinema Odeon actually alone to watch movies. And I remember all the black and white old movies that I was trying to catch or to spot a place at downtown, or because there were lots of movies that used downtown as a location, whether in the street or inside. Even some flats were very famous for being in old movies. But the photos actually here is not about the cinema. It's about the buildings and the life surrounding the cinema, more than the cinema itself. And again, these kind of alleys are really uncomfortable for me still. I can always remember how many times I tried to avoid to walk in such alleys. At the end, I just want to say that I am a girl of a city. I lived in Cairo. I don't know any other city. I just know Cairo. And it's really surprising for me. When I grow up, I feel like the relationship between Cairo, like a love and hate relationship, because my whole life was there. And at the same time, it's a tough city that made me feel like I really wanted to be a girl from a village. I feel like that kind of chaos is not mine, actually, in a way. And it's very clear that the photos are from different, some of them are from same angle at different time of the day, but I still feel how the pollution is making everything flat in a way. It's different in colors and different in lots of things, but it's the same for me. I still can't breathe when I see such photos.